Welcome. Peace. Bienvenidos. How are you? Come on in. Welcome to another episode of Somewhere in Between with Fancy, and I'm so happy that you are here with me again. I'm so excited. So I'm excited for a few things. It is 11:59 on May 1st, and in 1 minute it will be my son's 7th birthday. So I'm just trying to hold out. Midnight's taking forever. Okay, it's midnight. I want to wish my son, my last son, my youngest son, my baby boy, an amazing 7th birthday. I cannot believe Zoe 7 is already 7 years old. That's crazy. So, that's first and foremost. And actually, yes, first and foremost is saying that my baby is now 7 years old, but also I'm just so excited that you're here with me today. I have a topic that I'm really passionate about. I'm really excited to share it with you, and it is about self-care. And so today's episode is named Somewhere in Between Self-Care and Falling the Fuck Apart. So today, let's take a little recap of what you can expect from today's news. We'll have a strand of the episode, of course. We will have a little bit of news, and then we'll get to the goods. So thanks again for joining me. I'm so excited. Happy birthday, Zozo. And stay tuned. Let's get this party started. All right, guys. I have got another excellent choice for strand of the episode for you today. So the past two strands have been sativas, which I love sativas in the daytime. I really love sativas in the daytime. But being that tonight's episode is about self-care, I want to get down to a good old indica. So today's indica is King Louis VIII. Shout out to the Leafly app. I love Leafly because whenever I am at a pop-up shop or at a dispensary, and if they don't have information there, I know I can go to my Leafly app and I can see exactly what this strand and what this flower is composed of, what it's good for, what it's not good for. I love it. So the Leafly app for King Louis VIII, it brings out, well, the flavors of it is an earthly, kind of a pine, a woodsy taste. Like I said, this is what you want to go for when you want to relax, chill out. So the effects are relaxed, sleepy, happy, euphoric, and of course, hungry. Some of the negatives that have been listed is dry mouth, dry eyes. Some people have reported some dizziness. I can't say I'm one of those people, and to be honest with you, anytime I am putting fire to the herb, I'm going to get a dry mouth, so I don't know, I think that's just a part of it. I could be wrong, but King Louis VIII, big fan of it. One way, someone asked me in an email, they asked what was the difference between a sativa and an indica. The way that I remember it is indica in the couch. I'm stuck. I'm done. Whereas a sativa is more of a up and we pop in and we doing something today. So that's how I differentiate those two. However, I encourage you to experiment because there are a lot of 50-50 blends. And to be honest with you, while I am a person that loves to investigate strands and try different things, I also wonder how well an original sativa plant and an original indica plant have been researched, and if we know what a 100% is like in either one of them when we're talking about how high up of an indica and how high up of a sativa your particular strain is. So I say all that with a whole lot of caveats, but I do encourage you to try it. King Louis VIII. Follow me on Instagram, Somewhere with Fancy, and let me know what you think. If you've tried King Louis VIII, you can also send me suggestions for strand of the episode. I also would really like to get into conversations about how you're using these things. Are you using them in concentrates? Are you using them in bowls or pipes? Or are you rolling it up? And what are you rolling it up with? And like, I have so many questions, and I would really love to hear your input. So please email me, fancypodcast@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram, somewhere with fancy. Put it in the show notes. Just talk to me. Let me know what's up. I'm so excited to hear from you. Let's get ready for the rest of the show. I'm so corny. I absolutely love that intro song when I'm going into the news. So I wanted to take a moment to first say, I was recording an episode of the podcast yesterday when I saw the news that John Singleton had passed on. So I wanted to definitely just take a moment and just give some honor and space to him in a moment of silence and just think about the imagery that he has given us in gratitude. And also, when we give this moment of silence, let's just think of anyone else that you may be missing. I know personally, it's always at least 3 or 4 people that I'm missing and I feel like I need to give honor to at that particular time. So I'm just going to give a little space here. Rest in power, John Singleton. We honor your work and we thank you for your contribution. So, I wanted to also, I saw when I was scrolling through the news, I also wanted to talk about this article that I saw, which was kind of interesting to me. I saw where there are rumors, and I really hate talking about celebrity type figures, because who really knows their business? But I really did, I felt like this was really interesting. To see that it is rumored that Steve Harvey and his beautiful wife Marjorie may be divorcing. I think that I definitely do not agree with everything Steve Harvey says. However, I don't think it's my job to agree with everything Steve Harvey says, and I think I can still enjoy his comedy and his radio show here and there, right? I'm cool with that. I think that he seems to be a guy that does the best that he can for his family, and you can't ask any more of that. But it was kind of sad to me to see that they are fighting these divorce rumors, especially since Steve Harvey has gone so far out of his way to, you know, literally write a book or two about relationships and how relationships should be played out. I also think that it's interesting given that every day I listen to The Strawberry Letter while I'm taking my son to school. I listen for 2 reasons. One, it's funny as shit. Like, they are so funny. I always look forward to listening to, especially Nephew Tommy and Steve and Junior's perspective. It's hilarious. I really, really look forward to it. But I also am listening for what is actually in the letters and what I'm hearing in the letters. And what I'm hearing in the letters and what I'm also seeing in these reports about this alleged divorce is that there is a lot to be learned from polyamory. Like, there's a lot to be learned. And I wonder, what is it going to take for the greater population in the West to really understand that there is a lot to unpack here? It's always so funny to me. I listen to The Strawberry Letter of the Day, and I listen to these people that are so sexually unfulfilled and frustrated and repressed, and they are carrying this insane amount of guilt about, like, you hear a lot of women that write in and talk about how their spouses, their husbands, are not sexually fulfilling them. And it pushes them to have extramarital affairs. And it pushes them to gain weight and just be stressed out and in a negative space and carry guilt and like it's just crazy. So like, why not try something else if what you're trying is not working, and if what you're trying has traditionally not worked? I mean, honestly, traditionally, it just doesn't work. So I just thought that that was super funny. I wish that I actually had thought about putting this this news update in an episode where we talk about polyamory, but I do have an episode that's coming up, and I'm actually going to be interviewing a few people that are close to me, some that are friends and some that are friends plus. So I'm looking forward to those conversations. I kind of wanted to have more than one person included in it because we are talking about poly, which means many after all, so duh. But anyway, I've rambled on a bit with the news today. But I definitely would love to hear your perspective. Send me stuff. If there's something that I should be mentioning in the news, let me know about it. If I don't like it, I'm not going to mention it. So don't feel bad. Send me anything. I can't wait to hear your perspectives. Thanks so much for listening to the news. All right. Let's get into this. First, let's just take a nice cleansing breath before we get into this self-care episode. I just want to give you an opportunity to imagine everything that you're stressed out about as you inhale. And as you exhale, I want you to imagine it all melting away. Just imagine all of that stress just dissolving into the earth in front of you. And around you, all you see is a warm, glowing light. Let's just do that. Okay. Okay, I feel like we're all here together now. So, that was really important to me because taking a second to breathe and to clear your mind before you start something new is a big part of self-care for me. I feel like sometimes my day goes so fast. From the moment I open my eyes to the moment I close my eyes, I have something to do. I have someone that needs something from me. I have an appointment that I need to be at. I have something that is due, something that needs to be done. Something that is done in the dryer and needs to be folded. So, like, it's always something. And I had to come to the conclusion that there will always be something. Even if I do everything, even if every corner of my home is clean, if everyone around me knows that they are loved, if every financial obligation has been met, if whatever it is, there will always be one more thing that I will need to do. So if there will always be one more thing that needs to do, the least I can do is just do what I need to do for me first. Right? So this is a relatively new concept for me. I am very recently really starting to make an effort to intentionally invest money and time into my personal desires. If that is something that, if it's my nails, if it's making sure that my Brazilian wax is fresh, if it's making sure that my facial is fresh, I'm doing it. It's on my calendar. These are three appointments that I am keeping throughout the month. And it's not just about the vanity of it, but it's about the fact that I'm busy as fuck. I take care of a lot of people, and these are things that I need to do to take care of myself. These are things that makes it easier for me to be able to roll out of the bed in the morning and take him to school and not feel like a crazy person. These are very important self-care things. And I also am understanding that I don't owe anybody an explanation about what I need for me. Isn't that amazing? I don't owe anyone an explanation for anything that I need for me. And I also do not need to rely on anyone to provide those things that I need for me, because I align myself in a way that I can provide them for myself. Now, I'm going to put a pin in that because I want to come back to that statement. I want to make sure that I was understood correctly. I am not saying that I don't need to rely on anyone for these things with me, right? I'm saying that I will draw those things. If I am in the right state of mind, I will draw those things I need towards me, and I will, and the universe will make sure that I receive those things. As frivolous as it may seem to some of you listening, if it is in my intention, I will draw those things to me through the universe, and the universe will make sure I have them. If that means that the universe may put someone in my life that's willing to help me get those things, if it means the universe will provide the income directly, however that means, what I put out is what I will attract. Okay? So that's something that I've learned, and I've learned to embrace that and to not make apology around what I need. That's super important. I heard something earlier this week that I feel like in a lot of ways it kind of broke me free mentally of something that has been perplexing me for quite some time. The statement was that I am not needy, but I do have needs. I'll say it again because it's simple, but it's big. I am not needy, but I do have needs. So what the fuck does that mean? So, because I am still decompartmentalizing myself and breaking myself down. Not breaking myself down, but like kind of processing a relationship that ended recently. And the beautiful thing about this relationship coming to an end is that it's giving me an opportunity to really think about myself and really learn what it is that I can learn from this opportunity and what this person brought into my life. So rather than looking at it from a, you know, she crazy perspective, I'm going to look at it from, what did she allow me to learn in this perspective, okay? So at this particular juncture, she gave me the, she's helping me learn that I have had this self-conscious thing in the back of my head my whole life that any time that I needed affection or time or money from someone outside of me, that meant that I was needy. Because that's kind of the messaging that I received from my childhood, that if I needed a hug, the strong black women that I came from, they took that me needing affection as me being needy and me needing to get over it. So it's weird that, like, as an adult, I would attract someone that had that same outlook and it had the same effect on me. It made me kind of turn into a shell. And the truth is that it's nothing wrong with wanting affection from someone that you care for. It's actually pretty fucking normal. So yay me, I figured that shit out. Okay, so anyway, breaking down what you need for self-care is something that's really important. What makes you happy? What can infuse joy into your life on a day-to-day basis? Since I have been really asking myself that question, and since I have been challenging myself to find ways that I can inject joy in my everyday life, I'm starting to hear things from the people around me differently. Like, one of my best friends saw a picture that I post on Instagram the other day, and she asked me if me and my husband were on vacation. And my response is that we always on vacation. No, I mean, we weren't out of town, but We had a great day. So yeah, I guess that's kind of like a vacation. Maybe not a vacation, but a vacation. And she left. And I thought it was funny because I was like, damn, like every day I do kind of do something vacation-esque, right? I don't care if it's me taking a minute to sit on my porch, before the day gets crazy or once it's winding down. I just sit on my porch and I just like breathe. And I might smoke and I might drink some water. I might meditate. I might do nothing. I might just stand out there while I'm on the phone. But that puts me in a zone of feeling tranquil. I kind of feel like when I'm sitting on my front porch, it kind of reminds me as if I was sitting on, like, I don't know, a deck somewhere in the freaking what's that place? The Poconos. That's kind of what it makes me feel like. So I try to do different things that infuse vacation into my everyday life, because at the end of the day, when we are all wherever we are, once this earth cycle is over, once this life cycle is over for us, and we have to look back on the time spent, it's really not going to matter if you were stressed out about bills. It's really not going to matter if you brought another pair of shoes. It's really not going to matter. These small things don't matter. What matters is if you loved yourself enough while you were here to love others. If you love yourself enough, then that love is going to shine through and it's going to touch everyone around you. And I don't mean that in a conceited way. I mean it in a genuine way, because wherever we go, all we see are other, I hate to use the word reflection because, it's just so much going on in the community with this word. But that's the only word that really does the job right now. But wherever you go, you see reflections of yourself. If it's a negative reflection, if it's a beautiful reflection, it's still a part of you that you're being met with. So the more that we love on ourselves and embrace ourselves and remind ourselves of our gifts and allow ourselves room to work on what we want to expand about ourselves and embrace the aspects that can be better and work to attract other people that can help us with those things, either directly or indirectly, the more love we're putting out, and the more love we're able to receive. I just really feel so passionately about women, especially embracing themselves, because we are the ones that make the heartbeat. We're the ones that make it rain, that make the sun come out. We make everything possible for our families. So if we're constantly in a space in our life where we are required to put on a show and make dreams come true and make Tuesday awesome and make Friday dope and the weekends are like all of this stuff that the kids need, all of this stuff that your partner needs, that your job needs, your family needs, your parents need, everyone needs from you. What do you need from you? And when was the last time you took care of that? See, I was raised by women that, I want to speak with intention when I say this, because my mother, if my mother hears this, I really want her to hear what I genuinely mean without any negativity. So let me just make sure I'm saying this the right way. I grew up with women that had to maintain such a fiercely strong independence that when you showed I grew up with women that had to have such a fiercely strong independence that showing vulnerability or slowing down to talk about feelings or taking time to care for yourself or dote on yourself could end up very badly for you. Showing that or taking that time could have a very strong, very real, very negative reaction. So I totally understand and respect the thought pattern that comes from it. But what I also know is that because of the work that these women put in before my arrival to this lifetime, and while my life has been playing out here, I know that because of the work that they have done, it is my responsibility to take time for myself. Because if I didn't, it would almost be like spitting on them. All of the work that you did, I don't care about. I didn't learn anything from your life experience, and I'm going to continue to carry this stress and this drama on, and I'm going to feed it to my sons so that when they grow up, they attract women that have that same internal chaos. No. No, no, no. Because my grandmother and my great-grandmother and my mother worked their asses off, I get to reap the rewards of that. And I take care of myself. And my sons grow up in a household where they see a full woman, not just a mom and the duties that are associated with that title of mom. They get to see a full woman. They get to see somebody that does the best they can for their children and somebody that does the best they can for their spouse. But ultimately, they get to see someone that is a woman that gets tired, that makes mistakes, that gets happy and sad, that gets horny, that gets high. That's touchy with the kids. They get to see me. And I like that. I like that my kids are going to, that they are going to have somewhat of a understanding of who I actually am as a person. Because I can't say that I saw that from the women that I grew up. I can't say that I knew who they were outside of the roles that they played. I would really like to break that barrier. I would really like to set a new normal. I think that the women that we come from hopefully are proud of the way that we are pushing for a better life. I don't want to continue to just survive. I want to thrive. I don't want to just see our people keep being resilient and resilient. I want to see our people create waves. Not just in spite of the odds, but because we planned for it. And self-care is a big part of that. Because no one will win any revolution if they ain't slept the night before. What you gonna do with no sleep, baby? Not a damn thing. You have to take care of yourself. Tomorrow morning, let's try something new, okay? Let's try something new. Tomorrow morning, I want you to text 3 women that are close to you. And I want you to ask them how they slept. I want you to remind them to have something for breakfast and to have a great day. Let's just try something new. Let's hold each other accountable for self-care. Let's make sure that we're doing this together, because me just sitting here talking to you on a podcast, I'm excited that you're listening. I hope that more than 4 people listen to this episode, but at the same time, like, let's take this and let's put an action to it and let's put some legs on this thing and see what happens. Let's make this the first step in our new normal. Our new normal is self-care. Our new normal is, just like when they say on the airplane, You put your mask on first, and then you help the people around you. So if that means that you need to get up 15 minutes earlier to eat breakfast before you get everybody else fed, then let's do that. Another reason why I say this and that this change is needed is because I feel like we celebrate this martyr type of attitude where we get together and we brag about how long it's been since we had a good night's sleep, or how long it's been since we slept, period, or how long we worked that day, or how much debt we have, or it's just like this pissing contest of terrible things. Like, come on, like, who really wants, why are we talking about this? When I worked in politics, especially, like, it would just be like, these conversations. Oh, I haven't slept in 24 hours. Well, I haven't slept in 36. Well, we all sound stupid. That's really the bottom line. We all sound like idiots because no one can work under these stressful conditions, especially when you are pushing it with bullshit food and no sleep and no love. Like, it's not gonna pop. We were a hot mess. We won, but we were a hot mess. So, I don't know. I want to create something new. I can't help but to continue to use the women in my life as a reference. I did this for your daddy. Or I did this and nobody appreciates it. And it's just like this repetition of negative thought on negative thought on negative thought. Without taking the accountability and the time to understand that we create this life. Now, I get it. Granted, there are a lot of other forces outside. Because you're not going to tell me that systematic oppression and racism don't have a big thing to do with a lot of the stress that we carry. For sure. But also on the internal, on the, when it comes to who we choose to confide in and who we choose to lay with and where we choose to put our energies, I feel like we can take on a lot more responsibility when it comes to dealing with those decisions. If you are in, and I say this with love, if you are in a bad situation, if you are with someone that abuses you, as soon as you are able to see yourself out of that trance, you should see yourself removing yourself from that situation. If you are in a job that you don't like and it drags you down and it takes away from your joy, get out of that job and get a different job. Because I'm going to tell you something. Your friends are going to listen to you. Your family is going to listen to you. But at some point, you have to be ready to choose. You have to be ready to put an end to this. You are the only one that can do it. If this woman that you work with is driving you crazy, then figure out why. Why are you having this reaction? Where is this coming from? Who started this in my life? This is an opportunity for us to get better. I know that this is not the last time we're going to talk about this because I'm saying things and I'm feeling, to be honest with you, I'm getting a little upset right now. So I probably need to go calm down. But I really would love to continue this conversation. I want to continue this conversation with you. I really want to hear what you have to say. Please leave me a voice memo. Visit my Instagram page, Somewhere with Fancy. Email me. fancypodcast@gmail.com. Send a smoke signal just do something. Let me know what you think about this self-care. Is this a revolution? What's happening to me? I also want to give you a suggestion to read. Let me pull it up real quick. Why didn't I have this already ready? This book was referred, was suggested through a class that I'm taking. It's a class that I'm taking through this amazing woman, Goddess Amina. Follow her on Instagram at ATL Tantra. But this book that I'm reading, Pleasure Activism by Adrienne Marie Brown. I would love for you to read this book because this book is a part of the catalyst that has really put me on this path towards living my life in a way that surrounds myself in wealth. And I'm talking about a wealth of love, an abundance of love and appreciation and gratitude. Because wherever I put that energy, the money, all that stuff, that's going to follow. If I follow what I'm passionate about, the other stuff will follow. Like, I am understanding this on a whole new level than I have before. And I got it a little bit, but I ain't lying. Like, I got it. I got it now. And I want you to get it too. So I want you to read this book, right? And I want you to let me know what you think. And I want you to contact me so we can talk about your self-care. And I want to hear what you're doing for your self-care. And then I want to put you on the show so we can talk about that shit and let everybody else hear it. I am so excited. I feel like I went through a full range of emotions on this episode. But I appreciate you taking the ride with me. Listen, I don't always have the right answers. I don't always know what I'm talking about. But I know what I know. And that's all I know. Because at the end of the day, I'm just somewhere in between.